Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 30, 23 and 24. It says, "Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this." Let me read these verses to you again. This is a very important passage that I want you to hear. "Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this." Where we left off yesterday in our challenge was the fact that God is coming back. Jesus himself is coming back to the earth to set up his kingdom on the earth. And when he comes, he'll bring with him those who have been given righteousness, and he'll also give righteousness to those who are alive at the time who had faith in him and looked after the Jews. But everyone else will be destroyed. All the wicked will be judged. And here in this passage, it says, "The storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth. Folks, we got to keep in mind, when Jesus comes back, we Christians say, "Oh, he's coming back and he's going to set up his kingdom." But we got to keep in mind, and we got to warn people of the fact that when he comes back, it's not only to set up his kingdom, it's also to judge the wicked. And the amount of people that will be killed during that time by the mouth of God, the sword coming from his mouth, will be unbelievable, because the Bible says over and over there's going to be animals coming to just gorge themselves on the flesh. The blood, the Bible says, will be as high as a horse's bridle for almost 180 to 200 miles in the valley of Megiddo there at the Battle of Armageddon. It's going to be a time of severe wrath. Let me read it to you again. "Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind." And then he says, "In the latter days, you'll understand this." That's when this is going to happen. And folks, those days are coming up quickly. In Hosea chapter 3, listen to verses 1 through 5. "And the Lord said to me, 'Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and an omer and a lethek of barley. And I said to her, 'You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore, belong to another man. So will I also be to you, for the children of Israel shall dwell many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or pillar, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days.'" Here again, we see the promise that in the latter days, the nation of Israel is going to finally turn to God. But oh, listen to Revelation chapter 22, verses 10 through 13. And in Revelation 22, verses 10 through 13, "And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.'" Folks, in the latter days, God's full wrath on sin and his reward for faith will be clearly seen by all mankind. In the latter days, you'll understand this. And I believe without question, the Bible is showing us that we're in the last of the last days. The church age is drawing to a close. We've seen earlier in Romans chapter 11 that the fullness of the Gentiles will come in. And then once the last Gentiles are going to be saved as a part of God's church age, then he's going to finish with the nation of Israel. They've received a partial hardening until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And then he'll finish with them, and all Israel that's left at the end of the tribulation period will be saved. But then he'll come back. He'll give righteousness to the Israelites that have survived. He will destroy all the wicked. His wrath will go forth. And as we've just read, the fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, we're going to see it. But the fact that it hasn't happened yet means you have a chance to respond appropriately. Humble yourself, repent, turn from your sins, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that he's coming back. Oh, you may mock what I'm saying. You may disagree, but listen. One day, you'll understand. One day, you'll see that what the Scripture said, not what Jim said, what the Scripture said was true. I pray you believe it today and turn to Jesus. I'll share some more with you from Jeremiah on Monday. Tomorrow will be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.